we have been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of glory of God.
Good morning. Let's take our hymnals and stand and sing together number 486, Faith is the Victory. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in vales below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble neath the tread and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Thanks for singing. Let's take a moment, greet each other, tell somebody you're glad to see him this morning.
Well, again, we extend our greeting and grateful that you're worshiping and chose to worship with us today. And this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. A couple of them have been given to me. From June Ohm, her sister-in-law, Diane, was airlifted to McKenna last night. They're trying to figure out, there were some issues around her knee, and then as the evening progressed, things got worse and worse. She was taken by ambulance and then airlifted to McKenna, and so we will be praying for her and her husband Chuck and the doctors as they figure out what is going on. That is not only for peace of mind, but for healing as well. And then Sherry Van Zee of Dean and Sherry, her brother Steve, we've been praying for him for quite some time. He was put in hospice this week, and so we'll be praying for them, especially for comfort for the family as they go through this time. Omar, can I make your announcement? Okay. Omar is going to be having his other knee replaced. You know, 8 years ago, one was done, so he's decided to space him out a bit. So Tuesday, he goes to Pier to have the knee replacement, and so we'll be praying for the surgeon, the recovery, and for Darlene to be patient. 8 years to get enough energy and patience left for us. But we'll be praying for the not only Tuesday, but the weeks ahead. So, and then also for, as we look around, we see hunters in our area, and so we'll be praying for safety and a good hunt, but also harvest is going on, and we know with the dry weather, it can get out of hand in a hurry, but also just for safety. We all understand working around equipment that things can happen in a hurry as well, and breakdowns occur that put things kind of to a halt, and so we'll be praying for safety for our harvesters and families that are working with the fall work. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Mike.
I just found out last night that my niece, who was 8 months pregnant, to be induced from vaccine. So prayers for her and praise will be the first time I'm grateful.
And your niece's name?
Michaela.
So we'll be praying for Michaela as she'll be induced today. Okay, she'll be being induced today. She's 8 months pregnant. We'll be praying for her and the baby through this process. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ron.
My cousin Dwayne's wife passed away. We prayed for her several times. She was, I don't know what else she had. She had ALS or something. She just didn't make it.
Okay. And her name was Jeannie, right? Okay. So Ron's cousin's wife, his cousin Dwayne's wife, Jeannie, passed away. And so we'll be praying for comfort for the family. Any other prayer requests or praises?
Anita, she's not here this morning because she's got a terrible cough. And when you're 90 and you have a terrible cough, it's more serious than when you're 62.
Yes, that is. So yes, we'll be praying for Anita, for her health. Grateful to how God has continued to be gracious to her. And so we'll pray that she bounces back at this time around too. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity of gathering together for not only being encouraged through your word and how it is a guide to us, a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path, but also to be a reminder that we share this life together. And the greatest gift that you have given us is the gift of your Son. And being brought through his sacrifice and through faith to be brought into your family. Father, you spend a lot of time in Scripture, and your Son did as well, using agricultural terms. And we understand those so well here. And the idea that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And it's always a reminder of the work that you've called us to do is greater than what one of us can do. It's even greater than all of us can do. but with the help of your Holy Spirit, we can accomplish. And thank you that, as the words of Jesus, that apart from him, we can do nothing. So, Father, we join together today, and we lay these requests before you. We thank you for the time of year, as we see many coming into our community for hunting, for the opening of pheasant season. We pray for safety for each one that are out in the fields, for those that are traveling around the area that may be unfamiliar, as well as the harvest is going on, and that's a lot of others that are on the road. We just ask that you would protect, that the hunt would be plentiful. We thank you for just the opportunity of getting out into nature and how this world that you've created declares your glory. And we also pray for our families that are out in the fields that are bringing in the harvest. We pray for safety. A lot of moving equipment and a lot of people moving around. So we ask that you would watch over, especially with the dryness. We do ask for moisture. We look and see how quickly things can get out of hand. Father, we also lift up the needs of our church. We pray for Omar and the knee replacement on Tuesday, that you would bring peace of mind and heart, that you would guide the surgeon and his team. And as the surgery finishes up, we pray for success. And then for the road of recovery, we ask that you would be an ever-present help for both Omar and Darlene as with the travel to get to therapy and all the exercises, that mobility would be increased through the surgery and the physical therapist. And Father, we also pray for family members. We lift up Mike Ketchin's niece, Michaela, and being induced today. We just ask that you would be with both mom and baby. All would go well, that you would intercede on their behalf. We also pray for Sherry's brother, Steve, and it has been a long road with many health issues that he's faced, and now being in hospice, it brings some finality. And Father, I pray for the family and for Steve that you would speak into his life, that they would be able to sense your presence as they walk through, as the psalmist says, this valley of the shadow of death, that they can, because of your presence, fear no evil, because you do guide. Father, we also lift up Ron's cousin's, Dwayne's wife, Jeannie, that you would, as the family mourns her passing, that her health struggles have come to an end, but the family is here grieving. We just ask that you would watch over, that you would be with June's brother's wife, Diane, as she and McKenna, that you would watch over her, give wisdom to the doctors as they try to figure out what is going on. We ask you to intercede. And for Anita, we just ask that you would place your healing hand upon her. We thank you for her and several of our longtime members that have been so faithful. We thank you for their legacy, the opportunity we've had to see your work built upon your son and then upon those that have come before us. And as we look at today, we thank you for the ministries you've entrusted to us. For Club Rock, we thank you for each of the students that come for our youth group. We thank you that you have provided many volunteers, and we are grateful for Pastor Abe and Diana as they minister. We thank you for Pastor Jason and Christina and family as they minister here among us as well. We just ask that you would be with our missionaries, be with the Maines on Grenada as they make the transition to a more part-time role, help him in the mentoring and the equipping of the new principal, and watch over and protect still in the midst of hurricane season. Father, we thank you for the community you've placed us in. We pray for our leaders, that you would be with them and give them wisdom. We pray for this election that is ongoing, and November 5th, as we go to the polls, that you would give wisdom to your people and that you would help us to be salt and light in the world around us. Father, we thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people. and just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, all. It's another beautiful sunny day. Glad to see you all here today. I know your bulletin says there's a baby dedication right now, but that'll happen just a little bit later. Let's all stand and sing a few praises this morning.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice.
A seat for this last song. Bear with me just a minute.
Heavenly Father, you are indeed holy, and you are awesome, and you are far beyond our ability to comprehend. And yet we thank you that you loved us enough that you made a way that we could have a relationship with you, that we could know you, that our sins can be forgiven, and we can know that we'll spend eternity with you. We thank you for the privilege that we have to sing praises.